activity under the heavens. God has made everything beautiful in his time, and he has placed eternity in your heart and mine. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, the one who is before all things, he is the one who holds all things together and holds you and I in the palm of his hand. Amen. We worship together. We sing, Christ be beside me. Christ be before me. Number 577.
As we bring our offerings, in the physical bringing of the gift of the money that God has given us, there is a very particular giving of ourselves. In our vows of church membership, we talk about giving of our time and our money and our talents for the glory of God. And so we bring ourselves as an offering before God.
Thank you.
giving God, who gives lavishly and without restraint. Help us to become a giving people in all that we do. Take these gifts we give, and in this and other ways, help us to be good stewards of all we keep, that both may be used for your glory. Amen.
Sometimes it's good for us to be reminded, or at least to become aware, of what the Church of Scotland is involved in a wider way. Sometimes we're quite focused on what we're doing here in our community. Some of you will be very aware of the work at Crossreach, and in fact, that's something that Alec knew a lot of. Alec worked with Crossreach. Crossreach are celebrating their 150th anniversary this year. Now, the way that a lot of people think of Crossreach is as the kind of social work arm of the Church of Scotland. All of the homes and care facilities and other different ways that Crossreach are providing care in Scotland today. Next to the councils around Scotland, Crossreach is the largest provider of care, which is quite incredible to think. And it's a very key part of the work that the Church of Scotland is engaged in our community and in our world. We've been encouraged this week to give thanks to God for the work of Crossreach in organising social care across Scotland. We've been encouraged to give thanks to God for the way that people's physical, emotional and social needs have been cared for by those who work for Crossreach and the many, many volunteers who have been engaged in the work. We're also encouraged this week to pray for the future, for the work that Crossreach is doing in the area of mental well-being, in supporting those with learning disabilities, in the counselling services that Crossreach provides. And particularly this week, in the work that Crossreach is doing in our prisons. This week is Prisoners Week, and the Church is encouraged across the country to pray for those who are in prison, to pray for their families and loved ones, to pray for the staff involved in our prisons, and particularly those who are known to me in chaplaincy work in our prisons, in the local area, the Reverend Jill Clancy, and the work that she's doing, and another one of my colleagues, Dorothy Russell, who works in the Glasgow area, another one, Anne Stewart, who's working in Perthshire. Christ said, "I was in prison, and you came to visit me." We each have our own thoughts about, particularly if we ourselves have been the victims of crime. But our faith turns things on its head, and our faith encourages us to pray for our enemies and for those who hate us. Crossreach is also involved supporting those who have alcohol and drug dependency. A major part of the project that some of you will be aware of, called Playlist for Life or Heart for Art. And Playlist for Life and Heart for Art are both projects seeking to support and help those who have dementia. So much being done in God's name. We give God thanks and we pray for this work. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that years may come and go, but your love remains the same. We give thanks for the 150 years of organised social care through Crossreach and the councils that have been in place before that. We thank you for all the physical, emotional and social needs of people that have been met through many who have worked with Crossreach and many who have been volunteers. For some of us here, it's been through the work of the Tom Allen Centre in Glasgow. For others of us, it's been working within the care provided for the elderly and those with physical disabilities. For still others, it's been within the special schools that Crossreach supported. For others still, it's through the prisoner visitor centres that are run. And on this Prisoners' Week, O God, we thank you. We thank you that you are a God who does not bar anyone from your love, but all are welcome in Christ's name. And there is redemption, and there can be a new beginning. Lord, we pray for HMS Kilmarnock Prison, and we pray for the staff there, hard stretched, and the many challenges that they face on a daily basis. And we thank you for all who are working there, for all who are volunteering there. We pray today for our prison chaplains across Scotland, and we thank you for their untiring work in an environment that is often very difficult and draining. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who have given above and beyond all they've been asked to give in the work that they do. And we pray particularly for those working amongst others with alcohol and drug dependencies. We pray, Lord, for patience. And we pray for a breakthrough where it seems that none is possible. And Lord, we thank you too for the Playlist for Life and the Heart for Art projects, working with those suffering from dementia. We thank you for the specialist pioneering care for those who have just been diagnosed, as they seek to give comfort and help and support to family members and those who are suffering. Lord, for all of the different projects and for all of the work, we pray your blessing this morning. And we pray for Crossreach as the landscape shifts and changes, as there is the need to find new funding and ever more money to provide resources for those who so desperately need them. Lord, challenge us and open our minds and hearts to ways that we might give and be involved in serving others. Lord, this morning we thank you for our own church family here. And we pray especially for those who are struggling at this time with their health and well-being. Those who are loving and caring for a loved one or a friend who is struggling. Lord, we thank you for our toddlers and babies and children and young people in our church family. We thank you for the different ages represented here amongst us. And we pray that you would help us to be a family who love and support one another through all of the changing times and seasons of our lives. And Lord, in the stillness of this moment, we ask that you would hear our own prayer. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. Know this morning that God is with you, that Christ lived and died and rose again, that you might know his presence abiding with you through all the changing seasons and times of your life. And know that in Christ, all things ultimately hold together for the glory of God. Amen. We join together to sing to God's praise and glory. Number 159 in our hymn books, Lord for the Years.
Whether near or far, in this world or the next,
this day and forevermore.